Good morning. It's 18th of July. Our New Testament reading today is Matthew 19. I'm reading to you from Brother Melva Purkis once again. And here we meet a rich young ruler. I read. The young ruler listened as Jesus recounted the commandments he knew so well. Long before he had finished speaking, the reply was ready. All these have I kept from my youth up. Had he sat with the multitude on the slopes overlooking the Lake of Galilee a year ago and heard the Sermon on the Mount, he would not have answered so confidently. In a moment, Jesus would show him how wrong he was in his artless assurance. But he was sincere. Although he thought he was keeping the commandments, he also knew in his heart that something was missing, and that knowledge had brought him to Jesus. Now it prompted him, in the face of the answer he had received, to ask, "What lack I yet?" Looking at him, Jesus saw an earnest and genuine young man, unsullied by the complacency of his kind, aspiring after righteousness with the fresh vigour of youth, humble in his search. Beholding him, Jesus loved him. There was indeed one thing lacking, and lacking it, the young ruler lacked everything. By one act he could supply the deficiency and prove beyond doubt that he did love God with all his heart and his neighbour as himself. If he failed, then he would show how he had erred, albeit unconsciously, when he said he had kept the commandments from his youth. One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross and follow me. By this simple test you can prove all. Become poor, and show that you are prepared to serve God and not mammon, and that you do indeed love your neighbours as you love yourself. Ah, here was the true test for him. The difference between the formal observance of the commands of God and the real translation of them into the terms of everyday living involving sacrifice. Jesus had shown him why, in spite of his steady obedience to God's laws, he had knelt at his feet, feeling his insufficiency. Now the issue was inescapable. He professed to love God. He had great possessions. To test his loyalty to God, his riches must go. This is not an incident we can easily dismiss. Its challenge must recur throughout our lives. Other things besides great possessions come to us and cause our loyalty to God to relapse into formal worship. Externally, everything is normal. But in our hearts we know that there is one thing we lack, one sacrifice we must make, one cherished friendship, ambition or acquisition must go. We make the decision in our Master's presence, knowing that he is watching us. There is tender love in his eyes, but no compromise. We hear his voice, "If you will be perfect, give it up, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me." There can be no following without sacrifice. That we may receive the word of life, Jesus pronounces the sentence of death upon those burdens which make it so hard for us to follow him. The disciples must not miss this lesson as they watch the young man go back to his pathetic treasures and his shallow worship. "Verily I say unto you," Jesus said, turning to them, "that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven." The disciples looked at him in astonishment. He made his words plainer. "Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God." Our trust must not be centred upon riches, great or small, or upon honour or men, but upon God. Thank you for listening.